Hello.
We're here.
Okay.
I forgot to turn that around this morning. How's it going?
Okay.
Welcome to Inventor Community.
Well, thank you very much. Now,
do you have some questions? Or?
Yeah, well, of course I do.
Okay.
But I think I saw you last year. Were you here last mm-hmm. year?
I was here last year.
I was asking you about the Christy.
Oh, the ICC, the control center that we use.
Right. Okay, and you gave me a card and wrote it out, and I Googled it and found it and looked at all the things. But the reason I'm back again was when we were on vacation to Yellowstone.
Can you get in?
No. It was.
I think they're going to open the
Wednesday or something like that.
Wednesday,
but
yeah.
You know, really, we went over to Jackson. That's kind of a much nicer trip through the mountains. You know,
because
up to West Yellowstone, it's all kind of flat. You know, and but then we went up to Hebgen and came back that way, and that's pretty nice. And this brings a lot more questions. Again, now let me review why I'm interested. One, I write books. Okay. You can Google me an embedded controller fourth for the 8051. It's a nice calling card. I did that one guy and says, oh, that's you? Yeah, that's me. Okay.
Say it one more time. Just
okay, here, go ahead on your web. Embedded, EMBEDDED. Controller. Fourth, FORTH, for the 8051 family. Okay, and you'll see a green book out there, and that's me, okay? And I wrote that book, I'm retired from Sandia National Laboratories, and I wrote that book then. I wrote another one on embedded controller basics before then for, it's embedded controller. It's these little ones, like you have little tiny micro, and this is the software that goes in them, one of the technologies. Well, before that, I was one of the three authors of the Boeing 767 software certification policy in 1980. We wrote it in Everett, Washington. Well, what has happened is, in about 1991, the C and C++ language people, we want all this business and everything else goes, okay? And what has happened is, with C and C++, it's buggy. It's malware vulnerable, like all the security. Oh, we have another Windows update. See, in Windows and Android, iOS, Apple software, Linux, it's all written in C and C++. But that is also what is in Christy software, and also this Phoenix, that also does it in the wind turbine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And also, more important, it's also in the F-35 fighter. That is 53% C and 35% C++, I read. Okay, there's a lot of them. And what happened, the C and C++ people got in and decided they were going to redesign the F-35. And so before, it was distributed processors, like lots of little machines over there, so they put it all in a central one. Okay. Well, that has problems, but then even worse is, a month or two ago, an F-35 tried to land on the Vinson aircraft carrier, bounced off, and ended up in the South China Sea. Well, these airplanes are so complicated, you think you're going to let a pilot land a $110 million plane on an aircraft? No, that was software. Now, how did that happen? Was that an accident or was it malware? But what happened with the C and C++ people, and incidentally, I'm a ISO 9002 Windows device driver writer. I did that with C and C++. I even have a rating of 4.5 out of five as being four out of five as being proficient in C and C++. But what generally happens, those guys write software modules, and they're long, like thousands of lines of code, and they're all out in this open source code now that people are drawing out and building all these Linuxes from. Well, what happened on the Boeing 767, or I'm sorry, the Boeing hardware engineers from 1966, before then, till after 1980, had a rule to meet their standards that no module could be longer than one page of code, roughly 60 lines. And the reason they did that is if something went wrong, they could trace back through it and say, oops, there's the module that did it. Now we're going to assign a programmer to fix it. And a programmer can look at it in 60 lines. Yeah, I see what went wrong. And they can figure, if you give it, say, a 6,000 line program, you know, it's like, where do I find it? Okay, it's getting to be a real mess. Well, what happened is, on the Boeing 737s, we've had two crashes of them, okay, saying it was a faulty sensor. Before that, there's two Boeing 767s, the one that I was, you know, working on. One of them crashed into Trinity Bay. It's an Amazon Prime, and it killed three people. Another one went down over Indonesia, and what happened is the reverse thruster, when it was flying level, the reverse thruster on landing deployed, and well, it killed another. In fact, it went way up high, and it looked something like disintegrated at 5,000 feet. But now, the thing that the Indonesian government did is they had a thorough investigation of what happened, and they came back and said, yep, it was the reverse thruster. Why did it reverse? Why did it deploy? We don't have any idea. We can't pinpoint the cause. And the report's out there on the web, by the way. You can read the thing. It's real interesting to see what happened. Then on the one that went into Trinity Bay, what happened is they said, oh, that was a co-pilot's fault. And they did say, the investigator, his name is Bill English, said, oh, well, they had the autopilot button pushed. But that doesn't mean anything, because the autopilot button goes into a computer, which goes into the software. And you don't know what, even though the button's pushed or not pushed, the software can decide whether or not it is. And so what happened on the 737, I read that they put Linux in it. Okay, Linux Mint. And so they wouldn't have done something that stupid. And I got to thinking about it. Let's see. And so I issued a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act request, trying to get the documents out of the FAA. And they are not being cooperative. Okay, they're giving, and also NTSB, when they investigate these crashes, well, they should be able to trace through the module. Well, if it's 6,000 lines, oh, the module says, well, it happened somewhere in there. Well, where, you know? And so that's what I'm interested in, and particularly why I'm stopping here again. Would it be possible to take a look at some of your on the F-35, let me tell you why. On the F-35, I looked up on it, and where they said, there's a website. Some guy says, yes, our Linux software, it's a real-time Linux, is used, and it's used in the gauges. You know, all these fancy displays? See, they have to get the software to run those fancy displays. Well, these guys make their money by selling packages, okay, that run the displays, which is then used by the other people writing the software of it. So, would it be possible to take a look at where the control room is?
It's in Chicago.
I know that, but I thought you said, okay, I'm going to quote you. Okay. You said we can also control them from here.
We can shut them off. We can put them in emergency shut off.
Uh-huh.
We can see what faults are on the towers. I don't know enough about the software.
Oh, no, that's the thing. Like this, but do you have gauges and things like that here that you can look at that you see? And
I'm not sure. Because they make us go through, like, NERC, like, National... I can't even remember what it stands for. But it's like... Word.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Energy something commission, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I'm supposed to allow you to see it.
No, that's okay if you don't. I mean, I can. No. By the way, I can almost look at other wind farms, specifically the Ivanapa in, I guess it's Arizona or California. They have a big video, very much like the one from Chrissy, you know, showing all the things that, so I know, you know, I don't want you to get you in trouble, okay, for doing this. But that was my, that's my interest in why I'm, you know, here in New. We just decided to drive out here. I remember last year you said, well, all these people stop here are asking for directions on how to get the...
Usually the only people who get are the ones that were lost. But sometimes they have individuals have questions, so...
Yeah, okay. You have any more information about other than Christy and about the software?
That's all I know. As far as, like, our... like controlling the towers and see how much energy is produced.
Uh-huh.
But as I don't know, I don't really do enough with it to know.
Yeah, well, I have, still have your card that you gave me, and I noticed the energy, the engineer's phone numbers on it. Is it the same engineer that was there last year?
I don't think so. But if you go to the invenergy.com, you can see. Who to contact if you have any questions.
Okay, yeah.
And they can probably answer questions
better
than I can.
Okay. No, so particularly I...
Plus all the guys are out.
I even recalled you, I'll say it and then you can tell me if you're right. You said, we have some Zeusland turbines.
Oh, not us. Ours are GE.
Oh, okay.
And then there's four companies out here. So our towers are GE, which are these ones.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another company that has GE towers just to the south of, or north of us. And then even farther north over by Highway 26, those are Suzlon towers.
Okay.
And that's a Suzlon company.
Okay.
And then to the east of us, there's Vestas towers. So there's three types of turbines out here on this hill.
Okay.
There's about four companies. Okay. So there are Suzlon. There's
okay, not. No, okay. I remember the Suzlon thing like this, but no, they're very interesting information. Another thing, too, is New Mexico governor decides New Mexico is going to go 100% renewables by 2040. Okay. And this may or may not work out, you know. And so, but... well, no, I think you gave me even additional information. I'm glad I stopped again, and I was kind of surprised you're still here since you might have gotten so horribly bored.
Oh, no, I have lots to keep me busy.
Okay. Well, okay, well, thanks again. And yeah, you can take a look, and I'm out there on the web as far as a book writer and so forth. But see, this is where the convergence is coming, is on the software. And also the electronics and how they do it. Is it centralized? Because these towers, one of the engineers from High Lonesome in New Mexico, engineer Mike, gave me a real good talk about a conversation. He said, you go in and he said, they're just full of electronics. And I watched some of the ones that were installed. And what happens, they actually had the... like the electronics in the tower, and they were all covered with a, like, not a canvas, but a cover like that, and they put the tower on over all the equipment. And so there's a ton of it.
Yeah, like down tower, we've got, so where our cables come down, it's, I can't remember. exactly how it works, but like it changes the energy that's produced from DC to AC.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes to the transformer, which is then the energy is trans. Transported to the substation in AC, I think.
Okay.
So it's produced DC up top and then transported to AC. So there's a lot of electronics that go along with it. I'm not really sure how exactly it works.
Okay, another question. How about lightning strikes? Have you had very many of those?
We have. We actually have a team here on site that's fixing some of the lightning damage that we've gotten. So normally in each blade, there's a piece of metal that goes from the very top to the bottom, which is then conducted to the very to the ground.
Yeah.
But sometimes as the blades are turning, the lightning doesn't hit that piece of metal. It'll hit the blade itself, and then, you know, that shorts out things and stuff like that. But sometimes it will just blow like a little hole about the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
But so they go up and they sand it and they repair it and they repatch it with the fiberglass.
Okay, that brings another question. Does Invenergy do their own maintenance or do they hire for contractors to do
we
it?
We do have our own team now. We have our own field service blade repair team now. But before, so, and this year, we're going to have both. We're going to have our own team that we've trained that are coming here to help us repair some blades. But we also have a company called Rope Partner. They're here repairing some of our blades too. So
okay.
It's just depending on availability, if they can come out, or if they're busy at other sites or something. But I know they do a lot of blade repairs for several companies, not just Invenergy.
Well, I was out there on the web and I was looking for lightning strikes, and there are now companies, insurance companies, that will sell policies to cover the cost of the maintenance.
I wonder if that's included with our insurance.
I don't know. Okay, well, can I think of any other questions?
Well, we do have a team out here, but I don't know exactly where they're at. They're at one of the towers.
Well, I noticed a couple of them weren't spinning.
Mm-hmm. And there's a couple, so I don't have a thing. I've got a pair of binoculars in my car.
Oh, no, that's okay. No.
They hang down like this.
Oh, wow.
So they climb to the top, and then they rappel out the side. And they have like a little sitting harness,
yeah,
where they can sit there and then they can stand the blade.
I want to get a picture, all right?
Yeah, I can send it to you if you want. Oh, actually, I don't have my phone. This was a fire that we had. So this is just our front yard right here.
Uh-huh.
And that fire came all the way to just across the street.
Wow.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
And it was so smoky, it was so bad. So like this is like the first day, and this was like the next day when that hill was burned, and then it kept going that way. But it went that way and then it went this way. So it crossed the street up there about a mile, and then it crossed the street up just a quarter of a mile. And so the fire like basically went around us. So it was burning that way, and then it was coming up into that valley behind us, burning. But thankfully we got some rain, and it got put out, but there was a lot of things going on. And this is just to show how much snow that we get in the wintertime, where you can just barely see like the tips of these trees.
Yeah.
We get so much snow out here.
Do you have a card or something like that with your phone number or something? If you have any additional questions, I could ask you. Because you only had you just wrote, you know, what's his name, Christy on there and that and how to get to it. But
So with this, you can go to Invenergy.com and you can look at, there's lots of information on there.
Do you have a phone number here?
So my name is Melissa, and I can be reached at this number, too.
Okay.
This is our office number. So this is our manager, Bert. That's his cell phone and his email, but that's our phone number. And then mine... So, my email is mnuddle, M-N-U-D-T-A.
Okay, yeah.
That's an A.
Well, thank you again. Okay, it was very nice. I was my wife was out in the car, and she was coming over, and she says, on the cell phone, it says it's closed. And I said, I'll go.
I'm sorry. That was my fault. I didn't realize I left the sign like
that. No. It was on the cell phone.
Oh.
And the cell phone said it was. Yeah, it said it was. The office was closed.
Oh,
so.
We probably just need to update our hours, maybe? I'm not sure.
But thank you very much again. It was very nice to see you again. So.
Thanks. Thanks for coming back. Good to see you again.
Okay.
Have a great day. Drive safe out there.
You too. Well, be safe.